libertarian rants. Not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. So this is the third installment in my statistics series. I'll probably do more later on. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about the most egregious statistic. The most egregious statistic. We talked about interracial marriages. We talked about black people. We talked about the overrepresentation of interracial marriages and the overrepresentation of black people in media. So let's talk about the most egregious one. The most egregious one. Gay. LGBTQ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't care if you're LGBTQ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit, okay? But when you watch the media, when you watch media, when you watch streaming stations, when you watch TV shows, whatever, there's always one or more gay characters. Always one or more gay characters. It doesn't matter if there's two or three or four main characters or five main characters. If there's four main characters, there's always at least one gay character. Always at least one gay character. And if you look at the representation of gay characters, you'll think to yourself, wow, 25%? 50%? 25-50% of America must be gay. There's so many gay people on TV that if this is a representation of America, then this must be gay. There must be, what, at least, even if they're pushing it, even if they're pushing it in a cast of four, if they have one gay person in a cast of four, then it's 25%. And if you watch any of this stuff, even if you're overthinking it, even if you're overestimating it, you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, okay, let's say that they're overdoing it. Let's say that they're doubling it. So let's say maybe about 12% of people are gay. So that's probably closer to reality, right? That's probably what you're thinking right now. You're probably thinking to yourself, huh, it's probably about 12, 13% of people are gay. 12, 13% of Americans are gay. Would you like to know the actual number? The actual number of Americans who identify as not just gay, LGBTQ, the whole spectrum of letters. Because gay is even smaller than that. Gay and lesbian, even smaller than that. The entire spectrum of LGBTQ, 4.5%. 4.5%. Did you hear that? What I said? 4.5%? Less than 10%. So in a cast of 10 people, not even a half a person. Can somebody be half gay? I don't know. Can you be half gay? I guess you can if you're bi, but then you still fill into the LGBTQ category. So we are seeing a huge overrepresentation of gay people in America on all the media. A huge overrepresentation of interracial couples, a huge overrepresentation of black people, a huge overrepresentation of gay people. So what is that telling you? What are they trying to do? And like I said in yesterday's show, when a gay person appears in the media, and if you are gay, so I'm asking you, if you are gay and you see a gay person being represented in the media, doing something a gay person probably wouldn't do, they slap in a token gay person, what do you feel? Do you feel like, yes, I'm being hurt, or do you feel I'm being pandered to? Because if you ask me, I'm just being pandered to. I would think I'd be pandered to. It's like, I'm Greek. If somebody threw in a Greek guy, just happened to throw in a Greek guy, I'd feel like, why is they throwing a Greek guy in? It's pandering. Why does the guy being Greek or black or Asian or white or anything have to do with anything? What can they do? Who cares what they look like? Who gives a shit what somebody looks like? Who gives a crap about what they are? We should care about what they do. That's it for me for today. See you next time. Until then, don't forget to think freedom.